Welcome to Artbeat. I'm Jeffrey Brown. In a time of Occupy Wall Street protests, spiraling home foreclosures, and a troubled global financial system, a new film drama takes us to one of the fictionalized early moments when things began to spin out of control, as an unnamed investment banking firm realizes it's up to its eyeballs and beyond in bad assets. The film is titled Margin Call. Its stars include Kevin Spacey, Jeremy Irons, Demi Moore, Stanley Tucci, and others. Its writer and director, and this is his directing debut, is J.C. Shandor, who joins us now. Welcome to you.
Thank you for having me.
So this, of course, is all very interesting to us here because we watched all this unfold on our news program. But what about for you? What about it interested you so much that you thought there was a film there?
I had never written anything remotely this topical, so frankly, it was a new subject matter to actually try and tackle something that was going on. I obviously was looking for a personal way in, and I had actually gotten wrapped up in what for me was a big project, a little commercial building down in Lower Manhattan, and so I had sort of seen this from the inside, from the banking lending standpoint, that I'd taken out a loan and bought a building, and it was going to be my kind of get rich quick scheme. And then my father had worked in this world for going on 35, 38 years. So I knew these characters. I knew why these people made the decisions that they do, why they get hired, why they get fired, why they get promoted, all the different things and how it affects their lives. And so, frankly, I felt like I might be able to have a perspective on this situation that someone else may not be able to.
Well, one of the notable things here is that a young fellow in the firm realizes that a catastrophe is looming, but it's a quiet catastrophe, right? I mean, the rest of the world doesn't know. It doesn't have the loud bangs. There's nothing of the normal film drama, in a sense, and yet you have to make a drama out of that.
Yeah, core issue came from actually a godfather of one of my partners in that real estate deal, which was he came to us in the middle of our renovation in 2006 and basically warned us to sell. We had been getting offers that, the real estate market in New York City was still skyrocketing. So we were getting offers to sort of buy our project mid-construction. And we were having some problems on some other financial issues ourselves. And so we ended up selling that building, not primarily based on his advice. But 2 years later, as the world really did start to come apart, I started to think back on what it must have been like to be an insider and actually really feel like the world was, going to come apart, but still seeing major investment banks and leaders of investment banks hitting the accelerator instead of the brake pedal. It just seemed to me that I was making this film for a very small budget. I originally wrote this to direct it myself. I was not trying to sell a script to Hollywood. I wanted to make the film for under $1 million. The nice thing about making a small film like that is you can concentrate on character development and all the things that sort of you're interested in. You don't have to worry too much about creating this sort of, broad palette. I think we created, kind of almost by mistake, a very compelling thriller element, which was not sort of obvious to the subject matter, but it's essentially a ticking time bomb movie.
Well, we're in the middle of these Occupy Wall Street protest. You didn't foresee that when you started this several years ago, but do you see this as a kind of social critique, or is it just a good story based because your father had worked in it, you knew these characters, you knew this world a bit?
Hopefully both. I love a film that is about real people in one way or another, and I think it's dramatic. I think it's it ended up being far more entertaining, frankly, than I thought it was going to be. But I'm surprised that audiences really are, for the most part, kept on the edge of their seat by the action here, which I think to a lot of people is shocking when you're talking about a film, essentially about information coming across fairly static, forms like computer screens and pieces of paper. The performances, I think, had a huge part of that. We have this amazing cast that, really helped bring these words to life.
Now, you mentioned making this for a small amount of money. I guess then you got a little more money, but still, by Hollywood standards, this is relatively low budget. As I was watching, I thought, how do you get this cast?
Yeah, it's and the amazing thing is we sort of kept being able to add people. You know, there's sort of eight prominent actors in each their own right in the movie. I've been at this a long time. I had a film fall apart about 6 years ago that, I'd worked for many, many years putting together. And so there's certainly a game to be played. You have to have a script that's compelling. You have to have a producing team behind it where the agent can actually believes that the film's going to get made. And then the agent has to, respond to the material. And then, most importantly, once you sort of get through all that gatekeeping, obviously the actors have to respond to the material. So, amazingly, that was not our biggest problem. We actually, in the summer of 2009, had an amazing cast put together and could not find the money to go out and make the film. So it took us about another year to finally put the money together. I think actors, love to act. So we created an environment that the script, having been written to be shot on a very minimal budget, we had planned to shoot it on a very quick schedule, which to any young filmmakers out there is a very smart way to do your first film. So you're not asking for huge time commitment. We weren't asking them to give up 2 months of their life. They came in for a fairly limited period of time and were able to come and do what they like to do, which is actually act. We shot most of the film on one floor of a beautiful skyscraper up on the 42nd floor. So we were very, very disciplined in the way we shot the film, and we spent most of our time shooting as opposed to sort of moving sets around.
The new film is called Margin Call, and director is J.C. Shander. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us on Artbeat. I'm Jeffrey Brown.